Take a break from your busy schedule and join Harold Sala for Guidelines for Living.
Only a few weeks before her death at the age of 92, Audrey Duffield sat down and, with no particular audience in mind, wrote the following selection. It speaks for itself. People say that diamonds come in small packages, but then so does dynamite. The fact that this little woman weighed less than 75 pounds and stood no taller than 54 inches should never lessen the impact of her powerful personality. I know. She was my mother-in-law. Here's what she wrote. Would you like to hear how one minister and his wife settled problems peacefully and happily? Then, answering her own question, she explained, "We made one decision in our marriage that we followed for 63 years. The decision Guy and I made was that we would never make an important decision regarding our life work until we were united in that decision." Perhaps you say, "Oh, well, you two had good dispositions." Oh, no. Ministers' dispositions are not all sugar. My husband was a New Englander. You know those wonderful but determined people. And I was spunky with a strong Canadian background. The test came early in our ministry. A change of pastorate was presented. Down to our knees, we went in prayer. And we came up divided. But there was no argument. I felt Guy leaning one way and me the other, but I never said a word, and I didn't go around crying or pouting either. I just felt the answer down in my heart and left it there. Weeks went by. Guy wavered, but for once, not me. Finally, one day, Guy expressed his decision. "I feel the Lord wants us to remain where we are." What did saucy Audrey say? "I could have told you that 3 months ago." Now, she explained, these were both good churches. The choice was not made on anything physical. It was that voice way down deep. Tears of joy in the Lord's leading came, and we never had a feeling of a wrong decision. Years after this experience, at a midweek service, a young lady came up to me and said, "When you were certain, why didn't you express your opinion?" Before that young lady was halfway through her question, I saw her head nodding. She was answering her own question. She knew the decision had to be from both of us and be the same answer. Never did we fail in this lesson. Friend, you must be united in your decision in life, and God will bless you. End of quote. Years before, Amos asked that question, "Can two walk together unless they're agreed?" The answer is obvious. Waiting and praying until God brought a kindred witness to their hearts was the way Guy and Audrey Duffield handled disagreements for over 6 decades of marriage, a track record that few reach today. The fact is that God doesn't have two separate wills for a couple. There is but one. And waiting until He has brought the same witness to both of you will eliminate harsh words and bitter arguments. Does it work? Having never heard that story, my wife and I followed the same concept. Yes, it does work. It's quite amazing what happens when you both say, "Lord, what's your will in this whole thing?" Remembering that Jesus prayed, "Not my will, but thine be done," in the garden. Don't waste your adrenaline, fearful that you will lose the argument and not get your way. Simply pray, "Lord, we both want the same thing, and that's what you want." Make it very clear. Keep on talking, keep on praying, and wait until you both know.
You've just heard Guidelines for Living. Visit givetoguidelines.org and become a partner in sharing hope and encouragement in Christ with others around the world. That's givetoguidelines.org. Thanks for listening, and join us again for Guidelines for Living.